We're joined by former NFL coach, former NFL player, current ESPN analyst Herm Edwards. How you doing, Herm?
I'm doing great. I really am. Enjoying this week, obviously. A lot of excitement in Indianapolis, and they're a fantastic host. I mean, what they've done here, everything is orchestrated pretty close. Everything is really close where people can get around and be involved in the activities. But as a fan and a guy that watches a lot of football, by tomorrow, you want this thing to kick off. I mean, there's enough talk now. You know, we've analyzed everything we can analyze. And the great thing about football, the players get to play.
Right.
They don't have to pay attention to that. They will control what happens in this football game.
Sure. And you've been through this process as a player as well. So you know it is about – and if anybody emphasized the point of blocking it all out, Dick Vermeil pretty much did that when you were in New Orleans.
Yeah, he did. And I thought when Dick did it again, he realized we might have been – We might have been too tight, too much information overload.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes can get you. I can remember going in the room and watching the late night news on Monday and Tuesday. I'm looking on television. I said, "What? That's the Raiders. They're downtown. They're on Bourbon Street. They're having a good time."
And you were in your room.
I was in the room. I said, "This is not good, boys.
Super Bowl.
This ain't good."
John Matuszak and the boys were
cruising.
They're
having a good time now.
Herm Edwards, you guys were just sitting in there.
We were information overloading it, brother.
Drinking milk and
eating cookies. That's right.
And eating cookies. You're, as a defensive guy, as a guy who's rooted in defense, is it a little offensive to your senses that the two teams playing this game, especially the Patriots, statistically don't have such good defenses?
They don't number-wise, but the real number is 21 points a game. That's what they average, giving up. And that's important. In the playoffs, they've given up 30 points in two games. That's about 15.
Mm-hmm.
That helps. Now, when you have a quarterback that allows you to play with a two-score lead, that helps you. But, you know, I mean, they play how they play. Their strength is their offense, obviously. They play better versus the run against the Ravens. I think Vince Wilfork was a key to that. And they have to do that against the Giants, because if the Giants can play two-handed, if they can run the football, it opens the play-action passing, and then you got problems. Mm-hmm. Because these receivers, the Giants have Cruz, Manningham, Hakeem Nicks, are dynamic. They can make big plays, and Eli Manning is hot. So I think that poses a problem for New England if they allow that to happen. On the flip side of it, obviously, for their defense, New England's, they got to get off the field on third down.
Sure.
That's the big down. It happened to them in Super Bowl 42. First drive, Giants go 16 plays, take 9 minutes off the clock, and it ended up being a 9-possession game rather than a 12-possession game.
Right.
And that's not good. You keep Tom Brady on the sideline. So third down will be big, will be huge for New England's defense.
And when we look at the Giants' defense and that front four, that ability to rotate seven guys, and I know how you feel about that. You and I have talked through the years. That's really kind of the key to keeping this thing going, right? Fresh bodies and talented guys who can get to the quarterback.
Yeah, and I wouldn't allow them to get to those fresh bodies. This Nassau group, this NASCAR group, I call it Nassau. NASCAR.
Right.
Nassau. I would go no huddle. I wouldn't allow them to substitute. I'll go no huddle.
Okay.
Make them play nickel. Ben Jarvis Green, run the ball against their nickel package.
Yeah.
Keep them on the football field. So you wear them down early in this game. So in the fourth quarter, because it's going to come down to fourth quarter.
Right.
Fourth quarter.
Right.
Okay. Now they can't rush you. They're tired.
Yeah.
And when you want to throw it down the field, you have the ability, because formation-wise, you can bring them in, play action pass, protect the quarterback with six or seven players.
Right.
Run two or three guys out. You protect the quarterback.
Sure.
But you don't allow them to substitute.
Okay.
That's when they're at their best.
Right.
When they can substitute those defensive linemen. They're very agile, very versatile. And what you don't want them to do, during the course of the game, they figure out the matchups they want because of the substitution packages, and then they attack it that way. So that would be a way to keep those guys away from the quarterback.
Okay. No, and the Pats are more than capable of doing that.
Absolutely.
That's their thing.
Yes. Yes.
Herm Edwards joining us. He is, of course, an ESPN analyst, but you also know that he was a former NFL player, former NFL coach, longtime friend of mine. I covered him way back in the day with the Philadelphia Eagles, so we got a lot of years with us. Herm, the other thing is in looking at at Eli Manning and the storyline of Peyton Manning, and I guess you can't mention the word Manning without the Peyton thing coming up. And as a backdrop to this game in this town, in Manning's town, Peyton Manning's town, Is football in danger of losing anything? I mean, do you worry that if he doesn't play, and I know there's reports that he could come right back and do it, but what's your sense of whether he comes back and play, and how does it impact the league if he doesn't?
Well, I hope that he's able to play, whether it's here or somewhere else. I actually think if he plays, he's not going to be here. It hurts football. You're talking about a great quarterback. You know, our game is better when you have great quarterback play on any team. Mm-hmm. When you don't, you suffer. Mm-hmm. You really do. It's just the game gets a little bit out of whack, you know, and I just think quarterback play is essential. This guy's a Hall of Fame quarterback. What he's done for this city, the Colts alone, that's why there's a Super Bowl here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not by accident. It's by what Peyton Manning has done.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
And along with the team. But it's, you know, I mean, what he's done and how he's handled himself in the league as a professional football player goes without being said. That's why I'm hoping and praying that he's going to be able to come back.
A lot of coaching changes, or was it about what you expected?
It's what you expect. I mean, during last year, you know, we knew there was going to be a lockout. It wasn't going to be a lot of change. That's 6 or 7. That's our league anymore. Every 2 years, you're going to flip 6 or 7 coaches.
Okay. So it's consistent.
Nah, it's what they do.
Okay. We want to also mention FRX, the fantasy football season extended with Play the Draft. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's about drafting, really. And last time I checked, you always have to have a draft. The draft is more important than free agency, even in fantasy football. And the thing you got to realize, draft a good quarterback, please, so you can win games.
Okay. Beautiful stuff. Herman, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. He is Herman Edwards, ESPN analyst, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Radio Row at Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.